Hello and welcome to our Friday meditation. I'm Katharina Seidler from Resource Yourself, and today we have a half hour to spend finding our inner voice. We search for answers and for ways of feeling better. Many times we look outside ourselves. We read books, we try to do courses, we ask other people. And sometimes all these strategies are just blocked by life. Maybe we're used to doing sports and to balancing ourselves doing sports. And then there can be moments when we are held back from so much outside movement. We either really physically can't move because we get sick, or our body has certain limitations, and so we need to find an inner way to find answers to balance ourselves. Or we go in circles. We do one thing and another thing and another thing, and we just never really get to calm down and find an answer that gives us peace. And in both of these kinds of situations, we really need to find our inner voice, and we need to find peace within ourselves and an inner guidance that allows us to trust and to do our steps and go forward day by day. So I thought this would be nice to focus on finding this inner voice and trusting ourselves and finding the answers within. And as always, I'm just inviting you to follow my voice as if it were your own thoughts. Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes if you want. And just come with me on this journey. So first, I take a few deep breaths. I notice my body and the way I can breathe, how my breath flows, and the places in my body that may be tense or stressed out or blocked or burdened. I inhale into my stress and burden, and I exhale, letting it go. Every time I inhale, I let my awareness drift wherever it wants to go. It can go to a thought, or an inner image, a physical sensation, an emotion, or to something that I'm aware of in my surroundings. Wherever it goes, I just perceive how this is right now, and then I let go as I exhale. On the exhale, I can free my mind and let go of anything I just perceived. And on the inhale, I observe what I perceive now, getting ready to let it go again on the exhale. And as I follow this pattern, I move into this moment of now, into this awareness of what's here right now and how it is for me right here and now. So of course, whenever we have a vision or a goal or an intention, like in this case, connecting with our inner voice, knowing what's right for us. First, we perceive everything that's in the way of this. So I just perceive whatever inner state keeps me from being calm, balanced, and knowing what's right for me. And I let my awareness scan through my body, noticing which parts of my body are affected by this blockage. Maybe it's like an anxiety or a nervousness or just some part of my body that feels blocked and strained. I observe the sensation, giving it my full attention and letting go every time I exhale. Next, I let my awareness drift towards my hands and the space between my hands. And I just observe. I imagine that the space between my hands represents an infinite field of energy, light, and information, a higher intelligence. Field of information that exists outside of space and time, that I cannot grab with my mind or understand, but I can perceive it in my hands. So I notice how my hands interact with this field of energy, light, and information. I notice the sensation of temperature, maybe tingling, flow, or even movement. And I know that this infinite field of energy, light, and information is not just between my hands, but everywhere. So I let my awareness go to other ways in which I'm aware of this field. Can be in my body, in my mind, or outside of my body. Maybe I can sense a sensation of expansion as I breathe. Or maybe I can even hear or see something. I trust that this infinite field of energy, light, and information is within me, around me, and everywhere, and that it guides my awareness, my presence, towards what's exactly right for me to perceive right now. And from this place of awareness that I'm in right now, I just ask, what's holding me back from perceiving my inner voice, my inner guidance? What's keeping me from knowing on a very deep level what's right for me and how life guides me? May I let this come up into my awareness. I can observe if there are thoughts or images, emotions, or even physical sensations that drift into my awareness, and I trust that they're exactly connected with whatever's holding me back from finding and following my inner voice and my inner guidance. Whatever comes into my awareness, I give it my full attention. I go into it, exploring how it feels right now, how it is right now. So if it's a physical sensation, I can just go with my awareness, breathe into the sensation in my body and go deeper into it, allowing it to spread within me. If it's a thought, I can just explore how it is to have this thought right now. If it's an image, I can go into this image and explore how it feels to be this. And if it's an emotion, I can just go into this emotion, be this emotion, and give it room in myself, in my awareness. So I go into whatever comes up when I ask, what's blocking me from listening and perceiving my inner guidance? When I speak about the inner voice, it doesn't have to be a voice. It can be a feeling, an instinct, an image. Our subconscious communicates with us in the way we can understand. But just for the sake of simplicity, I'll call it an inner voice. I can observe how whatever I'm giving my awareness to starts transforming in my process of being aware. Let's focus on our throat for a moment. It's the energy center, the chakra, that represents expression, creativity. And if we want to connect with our inner guidance, we need to allow ourselves to express our truth, at least to ourselves. So let's focus on our throats and on how the energy feels there, how the sensations feel there. Just be aware and let go of whatever we perceive every time we exhale. I inhale into my throat, observing how it feels. And I exhale, letting go of all tension and blockages. And if there's any tension that is hard to let go, it's almost like a scream that I'm holding back. So I'm imagining that I am this scream. And I just silently scream it out. I notice how my whole body relaxes. So I let my awareness go to my heart. And I notice if there's anything blocking the energy in my heart. I just give it my full awareness, allowing my heart to open up and exhaling whatever blocks it. And as I breathe, I notice my heart opening, and I observe how my heart energy flows from my heart, extending into my whole body and beyond my body into the world. I am connecting with my love energy. And between the creativity and the love, it creates a field in which there's a permission for expression and flow and inner guidance. So I ask my subconscious to tell me what's holding me back from hearing, seeing, feeling, perceiving my inner voice. What do I have to learn? What do I have to let go of? What's my next step that allows me to get closer to this inner guidance? And I just wait and let something come up. So maybe in one form or another, what holds me back is the pressure to know what's right. I notice this pressure within me and I observe it and let it go, exhaling it every time I let my breath out. Or maybe there's a fear of failing or doing something wrong. I just notice it and let it go. So I can look at myself being nurtured from this infinite source and field of energy, light, and information, and just communicating with my subconscious, letting things come up within me. And I realize this is already me opening up to my inner voice. This is me making room for a connection with my inner guidance, allowing for my knowingness to come up and communicate with me. So I enjoy this space and I can ask any question I have. Put it into this space and let the answer come up within myself. This is everything I have to do in order to find my own answers about life. Go through the layers of what blocks me from connecting with myself. Feel them, be aware of them, and let them go. And then just ask myself and let it come up. There are answers that don't come from our mind, they just come from consciousness, and they show up in many different ways. And all I have to do is just trust that my inner guidance is just right for me. The more I do this, the easier life gets. So I'm going to take back this experience into my more awake life. And I know that I can access it whenever I want to. I know now that it's easy to follow my inner voice and to find my inner voice. So I bring my awareness to my physical body and I notice how it wants to move and stretch, allowing it to do so. And as I move, I'm getting ready to open my eyes. Observing the surroundings, where I'm at, and noticing how this different inner state colors and influences my awake awareness. So I thank you for being with me today and for sharing this process. I hope that you had a wonderful experience and that it serves you and helps you to get back to this whenever you need it. Have a wonderful day and week, and I hope to see you next time. Bye for now.